Welcome to the Deep Roots at Home podcast. For those of you new here, the Deep Roots at Home website was founded by Jackie in 2011. As a retired RN, longtime homeschooler, past Lyme sufferer with a love of preventative natural medicinals, Jackie has encouraged women for years now. Our desire is to spread truth and important information during these recent deceptive times, as well as the practicals of homemaking and all things beautiful. Whether you are listening in the car, while you're making dinner for your children, or sitting with a relaxing cup of tea, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Deep Roots at Home podcast, and I am so thrilled today we have Dr. Jana Joshu Grimm. She is a follower of Jesus, wife, mother, and chiropractic physician on a mission to educate, inspire, and equip as many people as possible to get healthy and pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus. She has been in practice for over 16 years with an emphasis in functional and foundational nutrition and women's health. Dr. Jana has helped transform thousands of lives through Christ-centered holistic healthcare and educational opportunities. She has pioneered brick and mortar and telehealth practices in Tennessee, California, and Wyoming. She's offered telehealth services since 2009, serving people all around the world for their good and God's glory. Dr. Jana is passionate about using her gifts to help revive the body of Christ, both physically and spiritually, so that people can be more effective in their kingdom work. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Jana.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here today.
Yes, we are so thrilled. I know your time is very valuable, and so we're so glad that you took some time to be with us on the podcast. Let's just jump right in and tell us a little bit about what you do, especially in the telehealth arena.
Awesome. I would love to. So I basically help people get well, and now exclusively virtually through a 100% virtual practice through telehealth. So I used to offer that only one day a week and always had the brick and mortar practice as my primary practice. But now, since the Lord has called us to Wyoming, I work exclusively with people in all 50 states, essentially, taking them from sickness to health. And the way we do that is a really thorough initial consultation, health history, functional lab testing, which is accessible long distance. I can answer more questions about that if people have questions. But my passion is primarily women, working with Christian women struggling with their health. So I see everything from autoimmune disease to things that don't have a name that nobody has been able to figure out, to digestive issues, fertility and hormone imbalances, chronic pain, weight gain, you name it. There's not many people I talk to anywhere I go that aren't struggling to some degree with thyroid, hormone, fatigue, right? Pain issues, something is going on. It's very hard to be healthy today.
For Christian women, it seems like we're in an epidemic with Christian women with these things.
Yes. And so my heart, while I don't turn away somebody who's not a believer, I certainly don't hold back in talking about Jesus. I pray with every patient or client every visit, because that is my secret weapon. I mean, that is where beyond lab testing, I get a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, and the Lord is in it, and where the patient or the client is empowered to make changes they never could before, right? Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. So without the Lord, results are partial or, you don't have nearly as great of success, because he is the power behind it all.
He used the means, but he has to bless the means.
That's right. But at the same time, however, this is not a health and wealth prosperity gospel type of practice where it's name it and claim it. You have to do the work.
Right.
I have seen people touched and miraculously healed, but in the majority of cases, the Lord is calling us to walk out a journey, but it's far bigger than just relieving the pain or balancing the hormones or losing the weight or whatever the end list of goals might be. The Lord is teaching us self-control and self-discipline and faith, trusting him for the provision or just the ability to change where we never could before, for example, right? People don't like to give up their basically their sugar, their alcohol, or their coffee. And so you can really see where the struggles lie when you mention these things, and it ruffles feathers at times, but everybody's plan looks different. Sometimes it's way simpler than people expect it to be, again, because the Lord is in it. And I truly believe that he knows whether it's our miraculous healing or an enduring hard trial that's going to give him the most glory. And so all of our journeys look very different. And some people get very fast results. Some people it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, God can be glorified in all of it.
Amen. I love that. It's so true. You know, we want to be healthy. We seek to be healthy, but sometimes the suffering is where he's more glorified.
That's right. And, but the suffering is not necessarily a life sentence. It's seasons of glory, and there's seasons of relief and blessing and favor, and there's seasons of going through the valley of the shadow of death. There's seasons of suffering. And how else can we relate? How else can we partake in the ministry of suffering if we haven't experienced it ourselves? The Lord has allowed mm-hmm. to be in this field. He has allowed much suffering in my life, and I fully believe it is to keep me humble. Not that I don't still struggle with pride, for sure, but to teach me and to give me an ageless ministry and to help me relate to more of an ageless, so many different walks of life that mm-hmm. I experience, where we might come from completely different backgrounds and places and personalities and all the things. However, we connect at the cross, but also we can connect in our suffering, and you can have great compassion for that when you've experienced something similar yourself.
So tell us a little bit about how you started with all of this. How did you begin what you're doing now? What's your journey been?
Yeah. So to, I guess summarize, it was my own health struggles and my being lost that led me to where I am today. So I basically can't remember a childhood without like some versions of sickness. Like I always got sick multiple times a year, always took antibiotics. I actually, my mom kept a baby book, and recorded my first year's health history in there. And so I actually have like black and white evidence of that. I had 6 or 7 antibiotics in my first year of life. Mm-hmm. So I know some of this history. I was fully vaccinated as a child. I'm in my 40s now. So the vaccine schedule, thankfully, was not even a quarter of what it is today for, you know, up to about high school age or whatever. But nonetheless, I mean, I was bombarded. Suffice it to say, I wasn't breastfed. I was bombarded with drugs, medications, vaccines. I was lost, not raised in a Christian home. Then I self-destructed with drugs, street drugs, alcohol, more vaccines. I don't know. I worked in the restaurant and bar industry until I got saved when I was 28 years old. So anyway, all of that mess, we'll just say, physical health sickness, spiritual sickness. I, after undergrad, worked in the pharmaceutical industry, which was like my dream job to sell pharmaceuticals. But it was really because I was completely lost and my gods were, you know, money and success and something that was going to just take care of me and keep me independent for the rest of my life. You know, I didn't know anything of the Lord. I was raised in the Catholic Church, but I did not know Jesus. Nobody read a Bible to me. I did not know that there was forgiveness or grace or anything like that. So as I went through undergrad, graduated with biology and chemistry degree, landed a job in the pharmaceutical industry. I was actually working in a lab making the drug Lupron, which is leuprolide. And at the exact same time in my life, I was getting diagnosed with endometriosis after having horrific periods and mood swings and pain and all these hormonal things since I came of age. And one of the basically three or four treatment options I was given outside of a hysterectomy was to go on this drug, Lupron, put me into menopause. And it changed my life. So here I was making this crazy drug that should not be put into any young person's bodies. I now know, fast forward, that was when I was 24 years old. I'm turning 44 this month. So 20 years ago, and now that is the drug that we are using to destroy children and make them think that they can become a sex that they were not born at. Oh, it is one of the most popular transgender drugs to shut down female hormones for kids, adults, whatever. Brokenhearted people who don't know who they are to attempt to transition to another gender. All that to say, I say that because this was the Lord's mercy. I was lost. I was in sin. In those years, I was a party animal, but I was, you know, successful by the world standards. I had a good career, whatever, but I only lasted a year in the pharmaceutical industry, and I saw what it was. I saw what it was about, and I was wrestling in my heart, and I left that job, applied to chiropractic school, left that job to go on to get my doctorate, to take a complete U-turn into natural medicine, mostly for selfish reasons, because I was desperate, and praise God for his grace when I did not deserve it, and his mercy, that I did not get a hysterectomy and destroy all chances at having children later in life.
When it comes to vaccines, most mothers and fathers want to know facts, not others' opinions. Jackie wished she had known more facts when she went in for her first well baby visit. Because Jackie strongly promotes parental choice, she felt led to write a short treatise with personal facts. This vaccination ebook is pretty concise to allow you, the parent, to read, research into the studies she shares, and come up with your own decisions. Jackie's sincere desire is that you and your children thrive, and so she presents to you the vaccination ebook free of charge. Simply go to deeprootsathome.com/vital-info-ebook/. That's deeprootsathome.com/vital-info-ebook/.
So all that to say, I was still a mess. I still had endometriosis, but going to chiropractic school ultimately saved my life and changed my life. So it taught me natural medicine. That is where my foundation is. Everything that I do currently is first on the foundation of Christ. I ended up getting saved at the end of chiropractic school. The moment I was graduating and getting licensed and going into private practice to start my first practice, I got radically saved as soon as I moved to Franklin, Tennessee in 2007. Changed the course of my whole life. And then my practice, and then of course the way I filtered what I had learned in school, like the world, through biblical knowledge as I learned more and got to know Christ better. So yeah, it was my own mess and ailments, but then salvation and all of that, that led to how I practice today and what has made me extremely passionate about this field. I tried all that Western medicine and the world had to offer on every level, pretty much. And it was all fleeting and destructive and did not heal me in any way. And it was through much detoxification of my heart and getting to know the Lord and getting to know the word, but then much physical work that I had to put in, detoxification, you know, different types of lab testing, getting to root causes, which were different as the years went on. But nonetheless, it's the only thing that's been able to restore my life and give me quality of life and health and fire and passion that I know hope that is possible. So when I see people suffering, I have much boldness in sharing hope with them that all things really are possible with God, not as the world tells us. And much of what the world is teaching in the arena of health care is not health care at all.
So what led you from your brick and mortar chiropractic work to, you know, now totally telehealth?
Well, so what's funny is before there was even the term telehealth, or before it was even a thing. So this is back in my Tennessee days. So this is two states ago of where I lived, which feels like two lifetimes ago. But my first practice was in Tennessee. That was where I moved after chiropractic school. And I, of course, just set up a brick and mortar, but I would get requests from people who would either come to town because it was right outside of Nashville. There was a lot of people that came and went or came to visit or whatever. You know, it's a place that people pass through, just like where I was in California before as well. But I just started getting requests from people out of state, or who would move out of state, or who would come in and have a visit while they were there, that wanted to continue to work together. So I did phone consults, and that's just what we called them 16 or 15 years ago, whatever it was. So I guess I was doing telehealth before it was a thing. And I just ended up dedicating a few hours one day a week to that. When the Lord called us on a vision to California — we didn't move to California because we wanted to — things were great. I had a wonderful practice. I loved my patients, like everything that I could dream of, everything that you feel like you go to school 9 years to do, I had. But the Lord called, and I knew that was Him, and He confirmed it a dozen times over. So we sold everything and moved to California in obedience to the Lord, to Southern California, Orange County. And then the Lord called me back to practice. And so I did what I knew, which was a brick and mortar. But I had a bunch of people from Tennessee who still wanted to work together. So those numbers grew for the phone consults. So I continued to do that, basically just one day a week. And then almost a decade later, so where are we now? So in 2021, we California for Wyoming, again, in obedience to the Lord. And this time I thought once again, oh, I know how this works now. I know what it's like to sell a practice. I know the grief, I know the heartache, I know the stress, but I know also the blessing that comes from obeying the Lord, and that He has better. And it doesn't really matter if the Lord calls, you just say yes and you trust Him. And so, okay, so I'm going to go to Wyoming, and then I'm sure I'm just going to, you know, find either build a little — our thought was, I don't know if I'll do it in town this time, but because we were buying property, now I might have a little home practice where I can be closer to my kids, but nonetheless still do what I always did. Well, the Lord shifted it as soon as we were getting settled here. And I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And I felt like the Lord had called me to take the leap, which was hard, to say, okay, I'm going to go 100% virtual. Really? I'm like, not going to see people in person. There's a few people here locally that I do just see out of my house, but that is not what I do. So really, all I can say is, it was the Lord. I'm a homeschool mom. My daughter is turning 6 this year, so she's 5. I have other responsibilities that are take priority over this, right? I'm a wife and a mother first before I'm a doctor. But I do feel like God was not calling me to lay this down, that it is kingdom work, that I help other moms get better so they can do their kingdom work, so they can raise and homeschool and train their children up in the way they should go, and not be fatigued and brain fogged and not present or miserable or grouchy or snapping at their kids. I hear the same things over and over every day, or worse. Or maybe they can't even fathom homeschooling or doing what their family would like to do, or working a second job to bring in extra income or something like that, because they're so sick. So anyway, all of that, it's kingdom work, but I've had to find the balance. And the Lord has — this has been a way where it blesses still the people He calls me to, but I can take better care of my family and be efficient and work totally in the arena where I feel most called. I haven't done — I guess something to make clear, even when I had a brick and mortar practice, I haven't done spinal care or adjustments, traditional chiropractic work, since I was in Tennessee. So again, two states ago, since 2000, since before 2012.
Okay.
So so everything that I do doesn't have to be in person.
Right.
It can't be done virtually, because people go, how are you doing virtual practice as a chiropractor?
Right.
And so then they start thinking I'm doing really weird new age stuff, calling myself a Christian, doing all this stuff. Like, by no means am I doing virtual adjustments. Mark my words. No, I'm credentialed with 30 different labs. All of this is stuff that can be done virtually. I can sign the lab requisitions, customize labs. I have tons of, you know, pre-built lab packages, and they literally are sent by email. And then they are mostly at-home tests. And the ones that do require phlebotomy, we have a phlebotomy finder where people can get a blood draw locally, and everything's got overnighted packaging, shipping, all that stuff. So that's always a question that comes up. Like, how do you do a virtual practice? That kind of helps answer your question. This is telehealth. This is healthcare in 2023 and 2024. Mm-hmm. There's a huge movement toward it. And the blessing in all of it is, now when you're looking for like a Christ-centered practitioner, they're way more accessible. If you live in a place like I now do, I live in a pretty remote area in Wyoming. There wasn't anything listed on the phlebotomy finder when I ran labs on myself. I had to, there wasn't anything. So I just basically called the local hospital and they're like, oh yeah, for a test kit. Yep. You just walk in, $29. We'll draw the blood and we'll ship it out for you. So I actually helped them find somebody locally where I am now, for those purposes, but it makes it so that people can access the kind of healthcare they need or that they're looking for. And now there's not really like the border separating us or the distance separating us, which has been awesome. I'm not limited to Wyoming. In fact, I hardly work with anybody in Wyoming. I work with mostly people in most of the other 49 states.
Yeah, I can see where there'd be a high demand for this type of healthcare now. Especially since COVID, we're so home oriented now.
Yep.
That I could see how this is just something that's exploding.
It's crazy. I mean, I was like so apprehensive and like, God, really? And I do miss hugging people in person and all of that, but I have my other outlets to be able to do that. I do love working with people in person, but the season of life that I'm in, the season of life that many other people are in, because yeah, COVID did change everything, and things that were prophesied are going to come to pass. Like, our world is changing and things are different. The other thing is, my niche market being women and mothers mostly, not, you know, like I said, not exclusively. It's like anybody's like necessarily not allowed, but women with children, it is hard, I can say for myself, to go to a doctor's appointment and drag kids and try to focus or find somebody to help. And so for many women, it's actually been a blessing where they can come to a lengthy appointment because I'm spending time with people. You know, follow-ups are 30 minutes long. Initial consults are 90 minutes. That's a long time to sit if you have children in the room with you and focus and actually take care of yourself. So it's not for everybody, but it certainly works for many and has actually, you know, there's a paradigm shift
Yeah. So that brings me to ask it. Let's say somebody does work with, you know, come to you and say, I want to start working with you. Give us a picture of kind of what does that look like when they come to you?
Sure. So let's just start with like an initial consult. So somebody wants to schedule an initial consult, it can all be done through my website, which is super easy and seamless. And if anything goes wrong, we have a web chat or a contact us or an office. Still have an office phone number. I have a full-time assistant that does everything that she did. She's been with me for a decade. She was, you know, the whole time in California and now still. So we have excellent customer service and all of that to answer questions and help people through that. The first visit is scheduled much like you and I are doing now, but it's a HIPAA compliant electronic health record system that offers like telehealth video. So I moved away from Zoom recently and they have their own built-in one. So it's very seamless, so simple. But we pop on a video call at the appointment time, just like you would show up in the doctor's office and be called in. You just hit the button and you're on a screen and we see each other face to face and we talk and it's casual. This is me, just like you get today in our appointments. But I have extensive intake forms and a health questionnaire that takes a bit of time to fill out. Like, you need to devote like a good 30 minutes before the appointment to getting those done. because I ask a lot of questions, sometimes the most questions anybody's been asked before, because all those things are relevant. And then in that 90 minutes, we're talking about that. I'm asking, you know, about childhood vaccines, history of antibiotics, if you've ever been on birth control pills, what your menstrual cycles are like or lack thereof, what is, you know, the timing. We're talking about gut issues. We're talking about bowel movements. We're getting very personal. I have to know those things. But anything going on with our hair, skin, and nails? What is your energy like? What is, do you have brain fog? Do you have the afternoon crashes like most people I talk to? Do you, you know, what is, are you battling anxiety? Have you struggled with panic attacks? Did you, do you have gas and bloating or pains or pain under your right rib cage? Do you have peeling skin on your feet? Like all these things that really paint a picture of what's going on. And then what we need next, what further information do we need to get you well?
In these troubling times, it's no secret that we are being censored. It's getting harder and harder to spread the truth. Facebook is throttling us, and we don't know how much longer we will be there. Here are a few things you can do to stay in touch with Deep Roots at Home. Firstly, sign up for our newsletter. Jackie sends out exclusive, important content to her readers. The link will be in the show notes. Number two, consider making Deep Roots at Home your homepage in your browser. Number three, print your favorite Deep Roots at Home articles and place them in a binder to have on hand in case of emergency. And finally, follow us on other social media channels. We are now on Telegram and Gab and soon Truth Social. Jackie's greatest desire is that God would be glorified through these dark times.
And so at the root of getting people well, so this is basically the wisdom that the Lord gave me when I, from the beginning of my years in practice, that there's basically six major categories of toxins and infections that are at the root of what's making us sick in as far as our like physical physiology, right? Then there's still sin, the spiritual stuff. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's real. And emotional trauma, childhood trauma, maybe living with an unsaved spouse or having unhealthy relationships in our lives or whatever, those things are also real. So all of that's taken into consideration too. But as far as what we're talking about in the physical, physiological, you have heavy metals, there's about 40. You have a long list of environmental toxins, which there's tens of thousands that we can get exposed to. And many are out of our control because they're being sprayed or, you know, inhaled, there's smog, there's all these things around us that we can't control, even if we're living a pretty clean and organic lifestyle and we've changed over our cleaners and all that stuff. What people don't realize is all those years before that change, a lot of those things cannot get out of our bodies. And there's all these chemicals that we now find higher now in the umbilical blood of babies that's being passed from mother to baby. So from one generation to the next, these chemicals that there's very little that can get those things out, except for TRS and fulvic acid, which that's a conversation for maybe another day, which are life-changing, amazing things. So anyway, you have the heavy metals and all the environmental chemical toxins, and then you have the infections groups, and there's basically four major ones. So fungus, mycotoxins, molds, there's some nasty ones in there that wreak havoc on our health. And when you're dealing with mycotoxins, mold poisoning, you're dealing with biofilms or any of these that I'm about to talk about. If they're old, chronic, they've been around for a while, old exposures, you're most likely up against biofilms. And that's a whole nother beast that you have to take into consideration when you're customizing a plan of care for a client or a patient. But you have the fungus mycotoxin category, bacterial, parasitic, and viral infections. There's basically four major categories of infections. So you have to somehow have a way to know, what is this person in front of me? What am I up against? Is it something in every category? Or are we like mold poisoning and bacteria and then some heavy metals or whatever? But I can tell you, it's not one thing. There's a lot of misconception because of people getting educated through social media or just like internet research that it's like, what is the root cause, as if it's one thing. And I used to talk more like that. It's never just one thing. Once I started running deep functional labs, so panels that can test for all the stuff I just mentioned, it is shocking. I just did it on myself in May. It is shocking what you find hiding in the body. So I guess my point is, which is a place of hope, there is absolutely, there are absolutely resources out there, these kinds of functional labs that we have access to that can take a really deep look at what's hiding in our bodies, AKA what's making us sick. And once you know what that is, you can write a very custom effective plan of care to get somebody well. And then that's, so my job is to make the right lab recommendations and figure out how we're going to get the information we need, and then to write a very effective plan of care, and then execute it with that client and patient and walk the walk with them. And it looks different for everybody depending on what shows up.
So are these, is this blood tests or is this saliva tests? Is this stool tests? Is this all of the above?
All of the above plus urine.
Okay.
So, well, it depends. Let me answer that a little more clearly. So it can be any of the above. So mostly at-home tests. So all of the ones that test for the root causes, those are all at-home tests. So I combine a stool and urine test if we're going to cover all six categories, which is the absolute best option so that you don't leave any stones uncovered. Then if you need to test thyroid, that does require blood, but all the sex hormones and adrenal, that can all be done through saliva. And so I have a salivary hormones test, and that again is an at-home test. But if we're adding like the other things, I have my own custom blood panel through my lab store available. And that includes a whole variety of different things from like lipids to anemia panel, comprehensive metabolic panel. Some of the more traditional things that people get through insurance, like at a traditional like primary care physician appointment type thing, or even a physician assistant or something like that. So it includes all of that, but it also includes a complete thyroid panel, which is actually 8 tests. So this is a good thing that I think would be very educational to a lot of these listeners that may not know this. Often what's called a thyroid panel. So let me back up a second. I hear all the time, oh, I've had my thyroid checked and it's fine. My doctor told me it's fine. And so I'm like, let me see it. I won't believe it until I can see it myself. And probably 9.5 times out of 10, they've had TSH or maybe TSH and T4 checked. And that's it. Or maybe TSH and an anti-TPO, like an antibody test or something like that. But by no means is that a complete look at the thyroid at all. And TSH could look perfectly fine, be, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 and be like, oh, everything's fine there. And then their T4, total T4, free T4, total T3, free T3 numbers could be completely tanked in the functional ranges, which means be within lab range, and you will be told most likely by your medical doctor that you're totally fine because you're within lab range. But lab range for thyroid outside of TSH and the antibodies for the most part is a joke. Those T4 and T3 numbers have to be at the tippy top of the range. So first of all, you have to actually get the right tests and be tested.
Right.
Number two, have somebody that knows how to read functional blood chemistry and knows what the functional ranges are, right?
Right.
So there's all these places where things go awry. They're most often not even have never really been truly tested. Number two, not proper lab interpretation. So I've had people weep in their appointments because they pull out their old lab work and it's right there in front of their face. And all these years ago, they could have been better. Mm-hmm. They had the right tests. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew how to read them. The doctor just ran tests, the computer spits it out. They just repeat what the computer says as if computers can replace doctoring. It's never going to happen, not wise.
Right.
Anyway, so there's lots of places where it's overlooked or just not tested properly, not interpreted properly. And then furthermore, even if interpreted properly, don't have effective tools to address these things when they're low. And almost every single person, I repeat that and I will say that with all confidence, almost every single person I work with has an underfunctioning thyroid. Somewhere in the line, T4 and or T3 is low, and there's often excessive autoimmune activity to the thyroid and all of this. So thyroid is part of it and does need to be checked if the symptoms say, you know, point to it, which is a lot of people, most people. But it's still not the root cause. So if the thyroid's that low, the question is, okay, so why? And that goes back to that urine and stool combination that tests for all the six categories. And once you start clearing the system of these things that are poisoning and infecting the system, you can heal. So I'll share my personal testimony. Once I started on fulvic and advanced TRS, over time, I was able, and this was combined with other things. So I had some CellCore stuff in there, and I had some other things based on what my labs showed. So I basically completely overhauled my plan of care for myself, but those were a part of the plan. I, for the first time in my life since my early 30s, am off all thyroid supplements. For me, that's a miracle. Wow. And that is a huge expense off. But the energy and mental clarity that I have feels so much better than when I was on the thyroid supplements. They carried me and I could not go a day without them and function well. It was not pretty. But to be actually have a thyroid that's functioning, get all this gunk out of my system and Lyme's infections and mold and all these severe levels of environmental toxins and heavy metals, I was shocked after all the detox work that I've done throughout my life. But I've learned enough now to know if I'm still taking that high of thyroid supplements and I'm still struggling with these things that I was, this screams that there's more to it that muscle testing and other things can't detect. And so I spent the money, I ran the labs on myself, and it was shocking, but I overhauled. And now, I mean, I just basically in July changed everything, July, August, September, October, 4 months, I am so much better. So that's a miracle for me. And it also shows you I'm a real person.
That was using TRS?
That was not just TRS. It was a whole, like I said, I overhauled everything I was doing, but TRS was a big part of it.
Gotcha. Yeah, oftentimes we look at things like adrenal fatigue, or we look at thyroid issues, and we think that's the root. But there's a root beyond.
Correct. Well, because that's what we're being taught.
Right. Right. So
like adrenal fatigue gets a lot of attention and it is real. I will tell you though, I would say 8 or 9 times out of 10, thyroid is driving the adrenals. Mm-hmm. And if you only address the adrenals, because I see this all the time, because a lot of people that I work with have already been to a different type of functional medicine practitioner, or maybe somebody that wasn't a believer or something like that. And they got a little bit better, or they didn't get better. There's a reason they're calling me, right? Whatever the situation is. And there's always all this talk about adrenal fatigue. And I'm not denying adrenal fatigue. But I will tell you, and this came from the Lord years ago, that I just kept seeing a pattern over and over, because originally my early years in practice was constantly chasing the adrenals. And again, nothing wrong with that, but it's in part. And I have found that when I address the thyroid, when I can accurately test, there's a small percentage where the adrenals are driving everything else. And that does need to be addressed. But so often I don't have to add that extra product for the adrenals when I hit the nail on the head with the thyroid and the detoxification and the other things that are actually causing the stress on the body and keeping the adrenals in bondage. And I am a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. That is a big part of my story. It was like everybody was constantly adrenal fatigue, adrenal fatigue, adrenal fatigue. Well, yes, but my adrenals never could heal. Like it was like I was perpetually in adrenal fatigue.
Right.
When I got my thyroid better and I was carrying it through supplements, it was helping the adrenals. However, both of those I have learned so much in the last few years. Like I'm never going to quit learning. The more you know, the more you realize you don't know, right? And then you're like, wow, the smarter I get, the dumber I get. You know, like there's so much still to learn. But it was just, I guess, shocking, eye-opening, but also like revelation, exciting, all at the same time. Like, whoa, this is the reality of what people are fighting, what they're battling, what's in here. Like, you have to know these things so that you can write the ineffective plan of care. You know, if you're the person that bought some box cleanse and felt significantly better, that's great. But there's such a huge population of us that that doesn't cut it, and nothing's cutting it. And there's something, you know, much deeper. And for me, I did have latent Lyme infections in my body. So it wasn't all five to say I have active Lyme's disease or anything like that. But I did have three of the co-infections that were super chronic, which explains a lot about my history too, that at some point was active Lyme's and nobody uncovered it. Nobody tested it. Nobody even brought it up. So there's much that's been overlooked over the years. And then I didn't want to spend the money on it for a long time and finally broke down and was like, I'm testing it all. I have to know. I'm not getting any younger. I'm in my 40s now, and I had all geriatric pregnancies, if you will, and my baby's at 38 and 41. It was hard on me, and I haven't felt the same since. So it was super valuable, and I can just share my personal testimony of all that God did in having that information and the breakthrough that it's given. And that would apply to many other patients, but of course I can't share their names unless
right.
We do testimonial videos or something like that.
Right.
It is no secret that Jackie loves TRS, but some have asked exactly what is TRS? TRS is a nanozeolite spray that facilitates some amazing things. TRS does not heal anything, but it gently clears the body of toxins and heavy metals, so the body can heal itself exactly as God designed it to do. Why not get to the root cause instead of just applying Band-Aids? Excellent supplements and individual remedies can help, but they cannot help as much until you remove the root source of inflammation and disease. Detoxing toxins and metals is foundational to good health. TRS is safe for the elderly and for children as well. For more information, go to www.deeprootsathome.com/TRS.
I'm telling you, I bet 9 out of 10 of our listeners can identify with you speaking of adrenal fatigue and these so many health crises that we're just, it's an epidemic.
It is.
I don't hardly know anyone that would say, oh, I am healthy.
Or what they say, I agree with you. They'll say, oh, I'm healthy. And then literally in the same sentence, start rattling off all the things they struggle with.
Right. And
it's like, well, which one is it?
Right. But
yes, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I can't go anywhere. Like if I go to any event or little gathering with, you know, moms or friends or anything, church, people are suffering everywhere. I mean, it is constant prayer requests for some sort of health struggles, anxiety, insomnia, postpartum depression, you know, just afternoon crashes and the brain fog and these things. And like, people are poisoned. We are poisoned. This world is toxic. We are in a spiritual battle. It is real.
Yeah,
it is real. And people have, I think for the most part, no idea. I wish that I could just record a day of lab interpretations and show them to everyone so that they could see the reality of what's hiding in people's bodies. And it would be so eye-opening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But once you see it in a few people, you go, oh my God, you start to see the patterns of like, oh my gosh, like the amount of environmental toxins alone is just like shocking what we're battling.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a doula, and, when I work with pregnant moms and postpartum mothers, and you know, you look at what women are subjected to today versus yes. even 100 years ago, right. You know, and you wonder, how did these women 100 years ago keep the farm and keep the children and do all these things and homeschool and have baby after baby, but they weren't dealing with near the toxic level of our society that we have today.
Correct. There was something so authentic and real and true and pure, not perfect, about the age before we went away from homesteading and raising our own children and staying at home, raising our own food.
Yeah.
You know, once you involve, let me give you an example. I'm finding perchlorate showing up constantly in people. Everybody goes, what is this? What is that? Then you read, with every toxin or infection or whatever, heavy metal shows up, they give you a paragraph on it, like what it is, where it came from. Here's what the research says. These are the risks. It's a known carcinogen. It's a known thyroid disruptor. It's a known endocrine disruptor, blah, blah, blah. Perchlorate is basically in all of our packaged food that's wrapped in plastic of any sort to prevent static electricity. So if we were growing our own food and, you know, not getting packaged shipped food, even if it's organic or, you know, you're buying Wagyu beef from the local farmer, but it's still packaged. Do you know what I mean? And some of this stuff isn't realistic. Like there's a huge movement back to homesteading and homeschooling and just simplifying and doing things more manually to where we can. But we also live in an age where, like, the whole big picture for most people isn't realistic, or it would take years to unwind and get there, right? So you just have to do, we can't go into a place of fear. And my goal in sharing any of this is not to induce fear.
Right.
Wisdom, knowledge, yes. Reality, yes. Fear, no. Just like God gave us the book of Revelation and all of the prophecies and all this stuff to prepare us, not to scare us. So if we're actually in the word and we know what is coming, what's to be expected, we can be prepared and go, well, some of these things have to come to pass. Mm-hmm. What's happening with Israel there's things that have to happen. Like, things are lining up, you know. We may land in different places regarding the tribulation and such, but there are things that have to come to pass. And we live in a generation, like, we were called for such a time as this. We're called to this generation. So how do we take care of ourselves in a realistic way without feeling like we have to go completely off grid, and then we can't fellowship or witness to anyone because we're just like living in fear, protecting ourselves, you know, like, do we really want to preserve our life forever? So, you know, it's like this battle of like finding the balance of it all. But my point is, like, so many of this stuff, just even in buying healthy foods, for example, there's some exposures that just have to come in the packaging process.
Right.
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 We live out here on a bit of acreage, but I can see, like, you can see really far in Wyoming. So we don't have trees anymore, but it is beautiful. Anyway, I can see really far. And so over to the state land, like across the street in our view, but I watch the plane that flies right above the ground, yeah, spraying.
Yeah.
Well, as if some of that's not coming here and I can't do anything about it.
Right. Right.
So how do we and my family, like, so for me, TRS has been a godsend for like a daily thing that we can do, you know? But I also can't, I control the things that I can, and I don't worry about the things that I can't. And I take action. I find things that cover a lot of bases that I can like put in my body that help my body deal with different things. And of course, clearing the system of as much as possible frees up your liver and kidneys and immune system, and, you know, gets your enzymes firing better and your cell, your mitochondria waking up and able to clean itself up on a daily basis. That all makes a huge difference if you can, right? Like, if you had a house that was like full of hoarding and cockroaches and all that stuff, you clean it out, you get a fresh start, you kind of get a clean slate.
Right.
It's much easier to keep up with it and do maintenance care when you don't let it get to that point. So usually I'm intersecting people's lives, intercepting them at a place where it's time for a really deep
cleaning
and a fresh start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then maintenance, once you've been educated properly and cleaned up properly and stabilized, is much easier to maintain.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
So if someone wanted to work with you, I'm you know, I'm sure this has piqued a lot of our interest from some of our listeners. If someone wanted to work with you, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
The best way would just go to drjana.com, drjana.com. And my website really just does the work for us. You can schedule an appointment. You can read more about who I am. I even have my lab store on there. You can sign up for my newsletter. I don't send out a whole lot of emails, and there's definitely no junk ever. It's all, we say goodness and godliness, and that's it. So you might get an invitation to an educational webinar where I go deeper into all of what we're talking about here. Or I don't know, I haven't done any speaking events since I had children, really. I don't have the word for that stuff much anymore, but yeah, there's a web chat on there. They can reach my assistant and ask questions.
Okay. And you have a surprise for our listeners, don't you?
I do. So I was talking to Jackie, and in my prayer time, I felt like the Lord wanted me to create a coupon code. So Deep Roots, all capital letters, and all one word. So Deep Roots as a run-on sentence in all capitals can be used if you go to the appointments tab on drjana.com and schedule an initial consult. Those are normally $250, and that gives you $55 off. Or you can use it, and I also created one for my lab store, so you can get $55 off of any lab package as well. So if it applies, if it can bless anyone, it's a basically no strings attached, $55 off coupon.
Very nice. That's wonderful.
Either or both.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, this has been wonderful. This has been really educational. I know that I've really gleaned a lot from it, and I know our listeners will be able to too. And I just want to thank you for the time that you've spent with us. And I'm excited to hear about your work. I'm excited to see how the Lord blesses it. And I just really, really appreciate the time that you've given us today.
You're so welcome. It was my honor, and I love doing it. I hope that hope was restored to someone or someone's out there. That's our goal, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Roots at Home podcast. We pray it has encouraged you in your walk with the Lord and as you serve your family. Could you do us a favor? If this has blessed you, could you help us spread the word by liking and sharing this podcast with your friends? And don't forget, we have lots of great links in the show notes that go along with today's podcast. See you next time.